forever. Dog.
Here's why I think Elena can pin Mac. If you turn on Elena's fight or flight, you don't even know what you're going to see, okay? Mac, you're a scared little bottom. Elena has inner eye of the tiger top inside of her.
Whoever is on top of who would hold their position is what I think.
Did you wrestle in high school?
Whoever's on the top will hold their position.
If I get the opportunity to half Nelson, it's mine. If Elena gets the opportunity to half Nelson, it's hers.
You are allowed to grab clothes.
They don't wear clothes.
They wear leotards. And I don't think that you can grab them.
Those things are tight.
They're tight.
They're tight. They are tight.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Welcome back to Chosen Family. Mac is having technical issues, so if we're a little slow.
Mm-hmm. Or if we're interrupting her or talking over her, we're not being bullies.
I am.
There's no shaming.
Some of you feel that I talk too much, and I feel that I'm just doing
that?
My job. The people. The people.
When you say the people, who are these people? Like,
I'm
going to
pull up
said,
this review
said,
right
oh,
now.
You said, oh, I saw a review. The people hate me. Who are
they
the
hate
people?
Me. Well,
they don't hate you.
Ashley needs to change. Ashley interrupts more than the regular white man. She doesn't hide her toxic masculinity or God complex.
Oh, no.
I feel really bad for Elena, honestly. So I think they think when
okay,
I
look,
do
the divorce was messy.
It was a
I'll
messy
give you
divorce.
That. The divorce was messy.
Elena, maybe mommy and daddy have private time while Mac
oh.
is.
Oh, so do we have anything we can discuss?
We got to talk
we
about
wait
our
for
son. We
got
to talk
son
about
to
our
come
son.
Back.
Did you see the report card?
His TikTok analytics? Yes.
Very strong.
We could talk about lesbian TikTok while our son is not here
yeah,
because our son does not want to be involved
yes,
in lesbian TikTok discussions.
Our son would prefer
discussions.
To not be a part of this. So let's talk about, we'll do the mommy daddy, bye Mac, see you in a second. We'll do yes. the mommy daddy lesbian TikTok update. Okay, here's the update. Uh-huh. I heard that JoJo and Avery broke up.
See, I'm behind. I feel out of touch. I feel out of the loop. This is probably the first time in my queer social media life, my queer social media era, where I actually don't know the drama. Like I'm not following.
Have you ever known the drama?
Yes, Ashley.
I'm so sorry. Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
My guilty pleasure used to be watching reality TV. It's no longer a guilty pleasure. This is just a simple pleasure for me.
Sure.
My guilty pleasure now is like I was thinking about this the other day. I spend a lot of my spare time watching like recap videos or like deep dive videos into old YouTube drama. Okay. Not even current YouTube drama. Okay. Like, I'm watching recaps of situations that I was there for real time.
Okay.
And yet, I get so much, I don't know, I get joy or some kind of satisfaction out of, like, knowing all the details. And the other day, I was watching one of these videos. They're, like, 30, 45 minutes long. I'm learning nothing
Why?
New. I already know the situation.
And it's all,
I was
what
there.
Year are we talking, Elena? How far back are we going?
Let's say 2015 onward, maybe 2016,
so we're
2017 onward.
Almost a decade, like 5 years ago.
5 years, yeah, like around that time, maybe 5 years and sooner. But I was thinking about how like there are.
Do you
people...
want to be bisexual again?
Yeah, this is what I'm here to. Oh, Mac, we were actually just. This was really.
Is this fucking private. Working?
Son, language.
Oh, there's an echo now.
Yeah, it's because it's not connected. Jesus. How is this for you?
I think it's better. Oh my God, I think
is
it's
this
better.
Good?
It's good, Mac.
It's good for us.
It's
really
good for us. For
is
both.
It
it's
for
really
you?
Good. It's so much better than it was before. You follow directions well.
Loving the positive feedback, guys.
Welcome back, Mac.
It feels good to be here.
Okay.
Thanks for having me. What's that thing you're sucking on? Can you stop? Please.
Ew. Oh my God, Mac, someone's going to make a gif of that and be like, spit in my mouth. You cannot
No, it's
spit
a, it's a cough
camera.
Drop. Oh. It's my girlfriend drinks Nabot with her chai, and it's like a little
I'm sorry,
piece of
what
sugar
did you
that
just,
she puts.
Don't act. Okay, people act like this.
No, Ashley,
like,
no.
When people are like, I am
when
more
When people
cultured,
pronounce things right.
That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. I just didn't know what either of those words were. And don't be so pretentious that you think I should know. I am an uneducated idiot, okay? You tell me what you're saying.
Nabat is like sugar cubes.
Okay.
It's like a Persian or Iranian thing.
Cool.
And they like put it in between their teeth and they drink it with their tea. So it's like, it like sweetens the tea as it goes in their mouth.
Was that so hard, Mac?
No.
I feel like I just went through a hardship.
Why? Because of Mac's pretension or my anger at the pretension? Because
it would have been worse if it was a French term, I feel like.
No, I think anything that, like, why would I know? Why would I know? Well, now
then
I know.
Just ask.
I did.
Then you can. You did it. You can.
Now listen.
I did.
If That's she what I did. If she had been like, Nabat, did I say that right?
Nabat.
Nabat. If she had said Nabat, the sugar cube that you hold between your teeth when you're in
you're
Iran.
You're right. You're right.
I don't think she is right. Is that is
oh,
that?
Oh, I
Mac's
think
job?
I'm right.
Is
yes,
that
it is.
Mac's job?
It is.
It feels There's like the holidays now.
Okay, this feels like a perfect time to explain to the listener who wrote the one-star review and told me I had a God complex.
Yes.
To explain that I'm doing a bit right now. And I wasn't actually offended. And neither was Elena. And
no.
Mac was actually pretentious. And that's
I
what
was.
We cover all our bases here.
Yeah,
with,
we really
with
do.
Chosen family.
We do. We do. We've got. Speaking of, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome here.
This is actually a really appropriate time for an intro. I
yes,
feel like
it
we
is.
Usually wait at least another 10 minutes. This is the Chosen Family Podcast. We're your
welcome.
Chosen family. I'm your hot teenage brother.
Baby. Mac is baby. I'm mommy.
And I'm your father. I'm Ashley Gavin, and I'm your father.
Oh, yeah. I'm Elena Joy.
Thank you for listening. And we're going to answer some of your questions after we do our family dinner table catch up.
Oh, Elena, your nails look so pretty.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God.
They look really nice.
Thank you. I just painted them like while we were troubleshooting.
That's a really pretty color.
They're like a sparkly.
They're a deep maroon.
Yeah, they're like I wouldn't say they're maroon.
It's a sparkly red. It's holiday festive. OPI, nature strong in color. Raisin, your voice. But like spelt like raisin. Like
why does nail polish feel that it needs to empower the women that's wearing it?
Why
I don't
does nail
think,
polish,
I don't.
In what world is that even like remotely close to raisin colored anyway?
It's not.
This makes I've
no
never
sense.
Seen a raisin like that.
No.
Well, it's pretty.
Thank you. So
yeah,
this
you
is,
look nice.
Thank. Oh my god. Thank you. Every
yeah, I think you. I think
I
you
say.
Look even better than Ashley thinks that you look.
I think Elena looks radiant.
Fuck, radiant?
Radiant.
Okay, I was going to say I felt more complimented by Mac, but Ashley, you just took the lead. You took
there
the lead
go.
With that one.
I think you look...
Shit. Yeah, radiant's
phenomenal.
Pretty hard to beat.
Radiant
yeah,
really...
How the fuck am I supposed to be?
Radiant was raising the bar.
Well done.
Thank you.
You look so... extra good.
Extra good.
I cannot think of a word to beat radiant boy.
In what world is extra good higher above
Yo, girl,
than
you look
radiant.
Extra good.
You look extra good today, girl. I like those nails. They're pretty.
No, I... That's... So, I've talked before about, like, my whole journey, quote-unquote, with my hands and, like, hating them. So, mm-hmm. I've started to wear nail polish here and there just for fun. Mm-hmm. But it's fun in the way that, like, I feel like I'm, when I put nail polish on my hands, I feel like my hands are in drag.
Okay. Just your
like,
hands specifically?
Like, what way?
Yeah. In the way that, like, it doesn't feel like, it feels like I'm putting on some sort of, like, fun, campy costume.
You don't look like you're, it doesn't feel
That's
that way
interesting.
To me, looking at it.
Yeah, it looks very, it fits in with you very well.
Yeah.
You think?
Yes.
I feel
yeah.
like it's a bizarre contrast a little bit.
You're very strong hands.
You think? I think this is a maybe a thing in your brain a little bit. So like it looks so normal to us, but
really,
I think you're gonna have to get used to it. It looks really normal.
You're gonna have to get used to it because we're painting your nails for the rest of time.
Because you look radiant today.
We're gonna slam your hands down on the table. I'm gonna put my full body weight on your arms, and Mac is gonna paint your nails against your will.
Wait, I think we should flop positions. I think you should paint and I should pin.
Oh, I can't. I have fine motor
skills. I have shaky hands.
I have shaky hands. Like father, like son.
I don't think we should have this conversation. I do think I could pin you down.
We should not. I really don't think.
I think Elena could beat the shit out of you.
Are you for serious?
I find that a little bit insulting, to be honest.
Hold on. Listener, write in.
Write in.
Do you think. Hold on. Hold on. Are you guys for serious? Be fucking for real.
Did you just find out the phrase for serious? Because you're in love with it.
No, I'm just baffled.
How tall are you, Mac?
5'7".
Wow.
Oh, no. Now people are going to think that we're body shaming her.
Did you guys hear everyone body shaming me?
No, no. Don't do
that. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, everyone.
I would like to say that Elena is the real bully with the God complex on this episode. I have pulled back. I made a couple little jokey jokies. But Elena, if you could see Elena's face, which you might be able to, Elena means it.
I do. I did feel a little smug in that moment. I will give you that. I felt a little smug. I felt a little... Yeah, and maybe it's like, of course.
Our next video collab is just who can pin who.
Well, oh, we can't make that video.
Hey, that's Patreon. That's Patreon content for sure.
Here's why I think Elena can pin Mac. Okay, Elena has like a number of skills from bouldering. Like if she can hug her body up against a wall and hold herself there. You know what I mean? Defying gravity and forces of nature.
Yes.
Mac, defying you are not a force gravity. Of nature.
See, like, I am an enforcer of gravity.
But I think I lift weights more than Elena.
Wait, what?
You can't disregard. I think I lift weights more than Elena.
I picked you up like you
I picked
were
you
made
up.
Of feathers.
Yeah. Mac. I saw it.
I don't think this is... I don't think it's as close as you guys
honestly,
are acting
Mac,
like it is.
It's mental. A lot of it's mental.
Let me say this.
Weights can't push back on you. Elena, like, if you turn on Elena's fight or flight, you don't even know what you're going to see, okay? Mac, you're a scared little bottom bitch. Elena has inner eye of the tiger top inside of her.
Whoever is on top of who would hold their position is what I think.
Oh, so you think that this is, like, equally matched?
Did you wrestle in high school?
Equally? Whoever's on the
I
top
wish.
Would hold their position?
Max, like, if I get the opportunity to half Nelson, it's mine. If Elena gets the opportunity to half Nelson, it's hers.
We'll assess each other's weak spots.
Sweep the leg.
You are allowed to grab clothes.
They don't wear clothes.
They wear leotards, and I don't think that you can grab them.
Those things are tight.
They're tight.
They're tight. They are tight.
Well, anyone have any updates?
Now I'm just imagining, like, if I actually think I could, if I could take Mac, if I could.
Guys, I'm pretty strong.
I believe that.
I'm small, but I'm mighty.
You have a height advantage, but I'm scrappy.
All right, let me write some code. We'll simulate it. I'm going to need you guys. I'm going to need you guys to strip down and put golf balls all over your body and stand in a green screen room for my laser cameras. I'm going to need you to do.
I don't think it's actually about who could pin who. I think it's about what scenarios the listeners come up with in the comments that decides who could pin who.
What type
it's not.
Yeah, let's invite
yes.
the listeners to write fan
it's what people
about
think.
Us
it's
wrestling.
Not what's real.
And I am the referee, so I'm just making sick commentary. So write in what I would say. So I think go on, Elena. Sorry.
Just is there a way, just like we you kind of challenged me to a climb off. And we went to Chicago and we did it. I'm trying to think if there's a way that we could test this without it being completely inappropriate.
We got to wrestle.
You have to wrestle.
We should take wrestling class.
Because I'm so down to take a wrestling class.
I'm going to be in the ring being like, in this corner.
This is lesbian boxing.
With 300,000 subscribers.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, not to give you like ammo, but my girlfriend can flip me over. And that's she's 4'11".
That's it. Elena wins. That's one of
the No, but it's because I let her. It's because I let her. Babe, if you're listening to this, it's because you're so strong.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast on the go, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I'm a horrible cook to begin with, so making something healthy and delicious fast, that's what I absolutely love about Factor.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
They also have gourmet meals that feature premium ingredients. My personal favorites? Broccolini and asparagus. But overall, Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. You can simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long, so look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 and use code chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code chosenfamily50 at factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Are you guys doing anything cool for the holidays?
Crying, probably.
Woof.
That's sad.
I just got back from seeing my girlfriend. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're in Colorado. It was really nice.
That did look nice.
We're both on our periods the entire time.
That's cool. It's good to be synced
Fine.
Up.
Fine. Yeah.
And no, I like being... It was awful. We had cramps.
No. But don't you like being synced up? Because then the times that you do get the other days, well, I like period sex, so that's not even an issue for me. But like, don't you feel like the other days you're so glad that one of you, you know what I mean, like that you're both free?
I mean, that would be nice if we were like together the other days.
Yes, that right. is a you're bummer. Like- that, yes.
But your point, your point is true.
Yeah.
What about you guys? What's new?
No, my only update, I guess, was that like the nail painting and the feelings that I have around it.
Should I paint my nails black?
Yes,
like a little emo boy.
Why not? Ashley needs to black. Go full skater after your your little weed moment.
I'm gonna mute myself so I can burp.
Yeah, after your weed your experimentation days, that's your gateway.
Does
weed
does
was your gateway drug
to nail polish.
Your nails black. Yeah.
I get a skateboard. I can't even. I just like sit on it and roll downhill because that's all I can fucking do.
Exactly. No, I think why not? Painting your nails is one of those things that like you can just take it off. Why not paint them? See how you feel. Well, when I can take it off.
This is kind of a funny little story, but like I was a camp counselor for many, many years. It's an integral part of my personality. And I was an all girls camp. I feel like I'm still a camp counselor. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're camp counseling us every episode.
Yeah. What are you laughing about, Mac? Why are you laughing so hard? Why are you laughing so hard?
That's hilarious. Are you like, this feels made up to me. I don't know why.
Why?
You can't picture Ashley doing archery.
No, I absolutely can. That's why it's hilarious.
I taught archery. And,
yes,
and
you did.
Drama.
Of course, you did.
Ashley, I think if you were my camp counselor, I would have come out much sooner. Like, I would have been like, my cool camp counselor told me how to shoot a bow and arrow and
Actually, you wouldn't have been allowed. You wouldn't have been allowed to be a camp counselor at the camps I went to.
Well, the thing is that I was not allowed to be out to the campers. And then my last year, they flat out, I had the 16-year-olds, the counselors in training. So like they knew, they could tell that I was gay, and they knew that because, you know, and they knew that I was in a relationship with this girl who was there, because they're not dumb. They're counselors in training. They're hanging out with all of us. And so they straight up asked me, are you dating this girl? And I was like, you know, I was really 50-50 about it. We were on this canoe trip, so I couldn't really talk to anyone back at the camp. But I was like, you know what? I'm not going to lie to these guys. Like, I have to make a choice here.
Yeah.
Because even if I say, hey, my dating life is not up for discussion, that's a yes. Mm. Like, that's a yes. Right.
That's a yes. Like, so, why else would you not say it?
That the only people who want that answer as a not clear are people who are homophobic. Like, that's the only person who, you know? So I just was like, yes, and I got in trouble. I got in trouble.
Really?
It was a really difficult summer for me.
Wow.
But
that's horrible.
The little ones, the little baby ones, the 8, 9, you know, 10, they used to love to paint my nails. They thought it was so funny to paint my nails. So I always let them paint my nails.
That's and really how did cute. You feel having them painted?
I felt like I like that they thought it was funny. I love
no, but
kids.
I mean, like, once it was, like, when they were painted, like, when the polish was on, how did
you
feel
I'm
about
like
having
so,
the polish?
I'm, like, so fucked up that the even the parts that touched my skin, like, drove me crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I could feel it on my fingers, and it drove me nuts! Because I have, like, sensory, you know,
sensory.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But also, I just never did that stuff growing up, so I'm not used to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that is also part of it. But I think I'd paint, maybe I should paint my nails. Maybe I should paint them right now.
It's fun. You should. Like, I used to, like, I went through a period of hating my hands. Then that turned into hating them so much that I, like, tried to feminize them. So, like, I would paint them. I got fake nails a couple of times. I got gels. Like, I was trying to, like, make them more feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I realized that I was queer, I gave up on that entirely and just was like, oh my God, I love my masculine hands. Mm-hmm. And then now I've kind of come back around to this, like, I can love my masculine hands and also, like, put nail polish on them.
Yes. Yeah, it's that whole thing where it's like the gender isn't real, but also
Absolutely.
We use it. But also you can, like, look at your hands and not... You can see your hands, and I'm saying this generally, not just you specifically. It's like, oh, well, why do I consider that masculine? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When what is more feminine than fingering? You know what I'm saying? Well, this was we're off to a good start. Sydney, so I don't know if you heard me scream in the middle of your story. Danny, please
a little bit, yeah.
Edit that out. I was listening, I promise. Sydney's going to run and get me some nail polish.
Yes. Well, that was my original plan, was I wanted to, like, you know, I was thinking I would touch them up while we were talking, but then
but we took half an hour. Yes, our technical difficulties.
But then Mac
Thank
fucked
you,
it.
Appreciate it.
I think we should all go get manicures together.
I would love to get manicures. I actually love
Can that be
manicures.
A video when we go to New York?
I've never had a manicure. I don't know that I would like someone else touching
my hands. Or we could do it to each other. We could sit in our room
girls
and do it to each other. Yeah. And then we'll wrestle.
Girls night.
Can we please make a girls night YouTube video?
That'd be really fun.
That is hilarious.
And in that, we'll pillow fight and then we'll put it to rest if who can pin who.
I'm already out. My hip hurts. So you guys pin each other
okay.
And I will just watch.
You commentate.
Let's do some questions, shall we?
Yes.
Let's. Oh, we never finished, Ashley, our tangent about when Mac was gone. This is, okay, now maybe I'm taking it way too far back. But what I was saying is just that, like, I think about how there are people who have different interests and interests that hold perhaps more value or more, involve more skills than knowing about internet drama from 5 years ago.
Elena, do
who
not
are
shame
instead,
yourself.
No,
to
but
some
listen,
people,
like,
that is so important.
No, but to, like, the way that I was thinking about it is I was like, if I spent even a fraction of the hours that I have spent consuming content about old drama, if I spent that time consuming content about history.
You know, Elena, you can say that, but you need time
literature.
To recharge. You need time to recharge to keep your brain happy. Okay? That's why you're so good at what you do. You have
work-life balance. There's no recharging, only charging. I need to charge myself full of useful skills and knowledge. You sound like
me. And I'm not good. I'm unwell.
Yeah, Ashley, you need to change. Ashley needs to change.
Ashley needs to change.
That's ridiculous. I can't believe someone would say that. That is hurtful.
Mattia and Jimmy says, "Hey, Ashley," with a side smirk.
Oh.
Just Ashley?
Is your sister flirting with me?
I think.
Wait a minute. Kind of flirty. Wait a minute.
Your sister's too young for me.
Yeah, remember Ashley's rule? Only college girls or something?
No, not bro, only.
Elena. Bro, are you hitting on my sister? Bro.
I'm Elena, right here.
Elena, first of all, Elena, you will not. Come on. And second of all, Elena just said only college girls, and I would like to just seriously correct that statement.
Okay, that's
only women out of college with jobs. Thank you very much.
Okay, that I mean, she out, has that a came job. Out wrong. That came out wrong.
She's what? Not. She never went to college.
No, Mattia's 21 years old.
No, she's not. She's 23. 22.
How old is your sister? Well,
how old are
maybe
you?
We should move on. I'm 23.
You guys are the same. Wait.
No, we're 18 months apart. She's 22.
It's too complicated.
All right.
I can't date my son's sister. That's my daughter.
I can't date my sister.
Yeah. Ew. Okay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. If you had unlimited time, how would you use it? If you're looking to find what's important to you, what you want to be a priority in your life, therapy can help. Through therapy, you can find out what matters to you so you can do more of it. For me, when it comes to saving time, doing things from the comfort of my own home has been king. Doing therapy online saves me a long drive to an office, it allows me to feel comfortable in a familiar space, and it just feels better. I love online therapy with BetterHelp because it's more accessible to me than traditional therapy in person. And I can use the time that I save for other things that make me feel good, like rock climbing, or going to the beach, or going for a walk, or just spending time with loved ones. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ChosenFamily today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ChosenFamily. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
I absolutely love Babbel because of their short conversation-based lessons. It's really easy to take them out into the real world and use them immediately and solidify that knowledge.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really even help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chosen. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chosen, spelled BABBEL.com/chosen. Rules and restrictions may apply. How do you know what you want? Let me start over because I was saying that weird.
Okay.
Do it differently.
How do you know
what you want in a romantic partner versus settle for what you have? Does that make sense?
Wow.
Okay. I think that asking that question.
Like, how do you not settle?
You're not happy in your relationship breakup with this person.
It's one thing. Okay, what I will say, it's one thing to ask yourself that question. I think it's healthy to ask yourself questions that are possibly difficult. There's nothing wrong with asking the question. But if you're having so much trouble answering that question that you need to write into a podcast, I think that's possibly a sign that this is not, that you do feel like you're settling.
Yes, this person also feels like they might be younger, so don't worry about it too much. Have some fun out there. But I think, I know for me, I had no clue what I wanted in a relationship until I was like 30.
Yeah.
How did you guys decide what was important to you?
Same.
Trial and error. Yeah. Very difficult trial and error.
Trial and error.
Life experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And I feel like when you know, maybe it's not as simple as when you know, but like you can feel it when something's right.
Yes.
Like when it just fits, you can feel it.
Yeah.
I agree. Think lining up with your core values is always probably a pretty good sign. Like yeah, if a good it's place something to start, that you guys can share.
A good place to start.
Making sure that you're on track about the same life things. I think one of the great things about being queer is usually you align on many, many, many of those things just by default, you know, because, you know, being queer has made life so different that you really know where you stand on things. And we have a lot of those things in common. Mm-hmm. I think for me, it was just like exploring what finding out through negative experiences what would make my life peaceful, productive, happy on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that ended up being more important than the things that I would say I thought were, like, I would have put on my little, if we were on Love Island and I was like, she ticks all the boxes, you know, like that kind of thing.
On paper.
It's on a real paper. Proper relationship.
Yeah. Proper. This could work in the outside, babes. But, like, all of these things.
I love when Ashley says babes.
Yeah.
So will you say it again?
Babes.
Say it again, babes.
Me and my main, we love Love Island. We watch so much Love Island. Oh, it's crazy. Oh, my God.
Like, me too.
You and your main?
My main babes. Main babes. But, yeah, like, there are so many things about my more productive relationships that I had no idea that I was looking for till I just knew more about what I needed in my life. Like, contentedness and peace is such a more important thing than feeling ravenously addicted. I'm gonna throw up in love. Like, that's so wonderful in the beginning, but peace, mutual understanding,
companionship.
That's like a level of deep love that is so hard to explain.
Yeah.
But is so important.
Yeah.
And you don't always know how to get that without kind of failing at it for a little while.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
It does. It's a hard question to answer because it's like, well, all of these are hard questions to answer because there's so much nuance. But when you're in a relationship, if you're asking this question, Ashley, stop it.
You're just so good at what you do.
Ashley, you need to change.
I do. I need to change.
Asking the question. There's no problem with asking the question, am I satisfied or am I happy or am I settling? If you're really struggling to come to an answer, probably not a good sign. But what Ashley's trying to say is, like, I don't think you can tell somebody whether or not they're going to find that companionship and that contentedness with someone because it takes time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can't know that when you first start dating someone, whether or not this is going to be someone who's able to offer you that in a relationship.
Certainly don't think it has to be, like, these... I hate to pin it on straight people, but I'm going to. These straight relationships where they act like it's absolutely the hardest thing in the world. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, I wake up every morning and, oh my God, I just don't think I can do it anymore, but I push through. Like, we work it out. They act like someone's holding a gun to their head.
Yes, like, you can speak to this probably. Any stand-up that I've ever gone to that's, like, straight stand-up, half of the jokes are just, like, how much they hate their husbands or how much they hate their wives. Yeah.
Well, that's just, like, bad stuff. Like, even in...
No, but that's straight culture, is that they're miserable.
That's
accepted.
I will say younger straight people don't talk this way on stage. Just, I know this is separate from... relationship stuff. This is more comedy stuff, but like younger male comedians make fun of those comedians. Just FYI,
right?
But
that's fantastic.
Then I'm saying it's not a comedy thing. It's a like it's a cultural thing. Yes, on Instagram, wherever, in captions.
I will
on
say
TikTok.
Like even separate from that, if you go online and you look at like straight woman memes, like they hate men. They hate them.
Yeah.
They hate them.
Absolutely.
Straight women hate men more than anybody.
That's so true, because lesbians can't hate men that much because like we don't have to
deal
with
them.
Men have
not super wronged me, I gotta say. We live different lives.
We live peacefully away from them. We
coexist.
They're not our main babes. We don't have to worry about it.
We go to football games together and we look at each other and we nod and we move on.
Yes. There's so much. Oh god, see, this is where I feel like I need to change. I can't just like let things be a joke. I'm like, but seriously, let's discuss this, because there are like, I have a lot of feelings about, and I know so many people do, there's a lot of discourse online around straight people, like how straight men are queer, like,
yes,
they're like, masculinity is homoerotic.
Yes.
And I think the same thing is true for, can be said for straight women. And this is, I think, where that,
well, straight women are
of, like,
gay.
Women,
sorry,
straight,
I'm
women,
in so much trouble.
Straight,
but they
women
are.
Hate men, and straight men hate women. When it's like, I think it's all toxic masculinity.
Yes.
All of
my,
it.
My friend Lucas has this such a funny joke where he's like, for men, you're just so afraid of vulnerability because vulnerability is like perceived as feminine, which therefore is perceived as gay, because you know, these things are like, so, and his joke is like, when you're in a male friendship, you're constantly playing not the floor is lava but the floor is gay, and you'll like be talking about he's so funny, he'll be talking about like a breakup and he does like, yeah, I hated that bitch, I didn't even like her, like I feel totally fine, I'm gonna get out there and like fuck all these other bitches and like all the, and it's like, and I'm so straight that I hate women. Like, it's like so funny. They talk that way. It's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious.
And he's straight. That. So there are some good ones out there.
Of course there are. Of course there are.
But yeah, very interesting.
Hey, I'll be the first to say it. Not all men. Max face.
Mac, any thoughts on this? You're so young. Have you ever settled?
Yeah, I think not all men too. I mean, I think I've talked about this before. Mine was always just a comfortability thing. Like,
oh, yeah.
I am very routine based and I like to have the same routine every day. I don't like something interrupting that. And when I have a partner, it's like I work them into that routine. And then it's like a give and take thing where there's part of a routine where they're like giving and I'm giving them, and then it just becomes something that's, I don't want to say robotic, I feel like that's the wrong, yeah, we're both switches, you know.
Like life switches. You need a life switch partner.
You need a life switch.
I will say life switching is to have a relationship where you know when you top and when they top.
Yes.
Very
okay,
helpful.
Okay, yes.
Wait, I'm confused.
That's funny. This is like, I was actually, Mac, as you were talking, I was trying to put into words exactly, Ashley, what you just said. That like, this almost goes back to the, well, yeah, it's we're still on the settling question. But like, how to know what you need, or like, oh my God, Ashley just brought nail polish on screen.
Well, Sydney brought it. Patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast.
No, but
licorice.
Away, there's some joke there that I would have missed, but anyway.
Liquor.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, liquor, I barely know her.
Liquor.
That was good.
It doesn't even work.
No, it works.
In my relationship now, right, like where I'm like, I just feel it, something that I appreciate so much is there are areas, it's almost like she excels in areas where I struggle.
Oh, I understand.
Right? So it's kind of like when Ashley's saying knowing who's going to life top, like there are insecurities, let's say, that I have, or ideas of value and worth that I hold that are unhealthy.
Yes.
That she, so far, the opposite, experiences life or like holds value, that it helps me heal and feel like,
yes.
You know what I mean?
No, it makes sense. It's like I provide and she cooks.
Exactly. No. But it's other things. It's other things. It's like I'm really good at like when it comes to like social interactions, like I'm better at them. So like I'll book appointments. Like if you have mm-hmm. to call, if we have to tell the waiter that they put meat on top of the food, you know what I mean? Yes. And we can't eat it because yeah. we're vegetarian. Like stuff like that. Like I do those things. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And she has a whole other set of skills. Like we're just balancing each other out.
Like
you know what I'm saying?
And yes. Cleaning and raising the children.
Yes, raising yes, exactly. my children.
Nurturing.
Hey, yes, babes.
Babes.
Yes, babes.
Babes.
My nail is black for the people listening rather than watching.
My I think that's great, though. That's like one of the main really things good. That made me so attracted to my current partner is because we noticed that we were very complimentary in those ways.
Yes.
And it was really, really nice. Mm-hmm. I think she's probably better at social interactions than I am. I had an allergic reaction on vacation.
What happened?
It just popped in my head. I'm allergic to sumac and like cashews and mangoes.
Okay.
And we were at a Mediterranean restaurant and I've never had someone put sumac on hummus. Usually it's like paprika. And I guess there was sumac on it. I just thought it was paprika. And I like took a bite of it because I thought it was paprika. And I took a bite of it before she noticed because I don't even really know what it looks like. She just knows because it's on a lot of Persian food. And so then she was like, hey, don't fucking eat that. You're allergic to that. And I was like, oh shit.
You're like, I already did eat it.
I already
How allergic
did.
Are you?
Babes, I already did eat it.
I didn't know how allergic I was to sumac because I just know that it's in the family of mango and cashew that I'm allergic to. But
wait,
I
mango
just,
and cashew are in the same family?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what?
It's like the oil on the outside.
Oh.
I'm not badly allergic to cashews though. It's more mangoes. And so that was terrifying because I have light PTSD from allergic reactions I've had because one time I was out of school for a month. Like
yeah, you told me
it gets
this.
Bad.
You sent me a picture.
So I have a little bit of PTSD. So I kind of just like started shaking and like was uh-huh. nonverbal. And she just called like four different doctors and got a bunch of information. And then we left. And basically she was like, thinking that I was going to be fine because I only took a bite of it. And usually it's like if you consume more than a tablespoon. And also if you're less allergic to cashews than you are to mangoes, you're less allergic to sumac.
Okay.
So she was
did
like,
you,
you're okay.
Did you have any? Did you feel anything?
I was fine because she got me to take Benadryl. I also have a fear of medicine. Okay. So that was difficult. So
just compound. Just a great date. Yeah.
Why do you have a fear of medicine?
Great date.
Because of the way I was raised. I was raised very anti-modern medicine.
Okay, well, like, as your real father, yes. take that Benadryl, bitch. That's what I
did.
Say.
It was just hard. It made me anxious. But yeah. I was glad I was with her.
Okay, well, we're at time. Should we do plugs and round this out? We have not done the family dinner meal in a while.
No, I'm doing YouTube. I'm doing more TikTok stuff than
that's
I
great.
Had before. Hey, I did a live stream. Climbing.
Oh, yeah.
And Ashley popped in for a minute. That's so if really you don't cute. Follow me on TikTok, at Miss Fender with two R's. Yeah. I do a lot of climbing stuff for anyone who's new here or not familiar, which is not something I talk about so much on my YouTube channel or here on the podcast, but if you look up my Instagram or my TikTok, that's a lot
that
of
looks
hand.
Great, Ashley. Thank
yeah,
you.
How do you feel? How do you feel about the nails so far?
I kind of weirdly like it.
Yes, this is what I'm. It's not weird.
I really think
weird.
You look very emo.
Yes,
I'll be
I think
honest.
It looks good. I think it looks good. Not even okay. emo. Like
I
think
can't
it's...
decide what I think.
Okay.
Ashley, yes. you and me are giving like we're giving Wednesday an Enid right now. Like I'm in my like white
yet.
Sweater. Oh.
Oh
yeah,
fuck
me
you.
Either. Sorry.
What? What the fuck? Okay.
Are you
he's
serious?
Angry. He's our son is angry again.
Again. Just the angry Mac episode.
He's
so much furrowed brow.
I'll plug my other podcast. We're having gay sex, and please sign up for my text alert. I will text you when I do stand up in your city. It is so fun. Come, Mac. Anything?
Go.
TikTok, Instagram, YouTube at Mac and Jimmy. I have a short film coming out on my YouTube channel by the end of December.
Yay!
I think that's all. What did we have for dinner tonight?
Oh yeah, we haven't done this in a while. What we
I
had
feel
for
like
tonight.
Mac wanted to have her dinner in her room, and we like made her come downstairs and sit at the table. And she was grumpy about it the whole time.
I agree. Like pretended like I wasn't hungry, but secretly I really wanted to eat, but I wouldn't eat in front of you.
Yes. That was good.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production, hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injamine. Edited by Danny Jewell, executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm. Forever
Dog! The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.